Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness, brought to you by Forever Family Foundation, on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I call your name, the echo is haunting, the echo is always the same. I call your name, the echo is haunting, an echo. So I call your name. Your name.
And welcome to the gathering on Signs of Life Radio. We have a very special show tonight. The topic will be the spirituality of music. We have some surprises in store. Before we get going, I should mention the show is sponsored by the Comlock Center, and you can find them at Comlock, KAMLAK.com. Fran, you want to get us going with announcements?
I will most certainly get everyone going with announcements and remind our listeners to check the events page on our website regularly at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Coming up for free this month, in March, we have on March 9th from 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern, that's 11 to noon Pacific, our Visionary Explorers group meets online. And also on March 9th from 1 to 3 p.m. Eastern, the Miami, Florida Afterlife Discussion Group meets physically in real life. Our second webinar of the year was presented by Dave Kane last night. Thank you for sharing, Nick, with us and showing us that our loved ones are not lost. Our next webinar is scheduled for April 10th at 9 p.m. Eastern and will feature Doreen Malloy and Renata Santarelli, both certified mediums with Forever Family Foundation. They will be taking questions following their presentation on healing from tragic losses and suicide. Watch your member emails for any special announcements. The drawing for our annual Holiday of the Earth raffle is right around the corner on Earth Day, April 22nd. Enter now to win up to 5 medium readings with certified mediums Tracy Lee Nash, Neil Zapowski, Renee Santarelli, Catherine Nadal, and Eliza Ray. It's only $5 to enter. And our summer grief retreat, Love Knows No Death, is open for enrollment, and our super early bird rates will end on April 1st. So be sure to grab one of the 50 seats to this great weekend where attendees work in small groups with certified mediums Rebecca Ann Lo Cicero, Siri Bernstein, and Joseph P. Scheel, along with Dr. Mohana and a caring staff of facilitators assisting in transforming your grief. The special weekend is scheduled for July 26th through 28th in Chester, Connecticut, where you will learn that the mystery of death is not a mystery at all, but a doorway to another chapter of continuing life. And please help us keep all of our programs going by visiting our website and clicking on the donation button. Because of the work we do not receive the grants and funding that other traditional not-for-profits enjoy. You can also help us pay our bills by participating in iGive.com, Amazon.com, Amazon Smile, and Great Not-for-Profits. And follow us on YouTube for great stories and videos at youtube.com/afterlifeeducation. Back to you, Bob.
And as I mentioned, spirituality of music is our topic. I also should mention that, as usual in our gathering, Tom and Melissa Gould are here. I'm Bob Ginsberg. Fran Ginsberg is also joining us. And this show, we're very happy that one of our gathering group, Tom Gould, as you probably know from some of the shows, is an accomplished songwriter and musician, and brought his guitar with him to the show tonight, and he's going to give us some examples of what we're talking about. I wanted to read two quotes, and I don't know who wrote them, but I don't remember where I read them, but I wrote them down. One is, the spiritual nature of music cannot be defined by religion, culture, or genre. Music is, at its essence, the sound of spirit. When created from the heart and with truth and pure intention, music is a spiritual of the most universal nature and the highest order expression.
Beautiful.
And another quote, Music is one of our most powerful gateways to connect to our spiritual nature, our divine source, the unseen, as well as to the universe around us and those other divine beings that inhabit it with us. I know of no other medium that can transport us as immediately on all levels of our existence beyond the limits of our intellect and physical body to a higher, often blissful and inexplicable state. Music has the unique ability to transform us independently of our thinking mind to a place uninhibited by the judgments, doubts, and fears that too often dictate the narration of our thoughts and self-limiting beliefs. So really, essentially, what, you know, talking about, we're talking about an altered state of consciousness, right? And have you heard, as I have, that, and I think we've even talked about it, is that scientists say that our physical universe has a hum to it, a certain frequency, mm-hmm. You know, and that theme seems to be, you know, throughout history, and the ancients talk about it too, and music played a role in all the ancient civilizations as well. So, now, you know, when it comes to music, now I've watched Tom perform a great deal, especially at our grief retreats, and I've also seen Tom, we were joking about it before, but I've seen him play for small little groups and for large gatherings. And what struck me is that when I watch Tom, because I like to observe people when, you know, when they're in all sorts of things, he's in a zone. You know, I mean, it doesn't matter if there's two people or 200 people or 2,000 people, he's in the same zone. And you could tell, as that quote said, that you, for him, it reaches this, I'm not going to put words in your mouth, but you look like you're in a blissful state.
Definitely.
Is that fair?
Absolutely. In fact, recently I've had some issues with my Achilles tendon, and there was a week ago that I could barely walk, and we went to see a friend of mine play, and they got me up to sing, and I'm jumping around singing the song. I didn't even notice, didn't hear the feel the pain at all.
Yeah.
Went back to the sit down afterwards, and there it was again. So it was interesting.
Yeah, we can. I have some other quotes we'll talk about later. You know, from. Pythagoras and Plato, and then composers like Leonard Bernstein and Beethoven, and all bit of all talking about music. But what I've noticed is that lots of times when I'm listening to music, I can't quite make out the lyrics. You know, they're just, you know, I don't understand it, but yet I'm moved by the music.
Yeah.
You know, it's like they say music is its own language. It doesn't really matter. It's the tones and the frequency and the melodies that get you where you're going. But, I mean, powerful lyrics help. But sometimes I'm amazed that I feel elevated. And it gets you, I don't know about you, but like sometimes I'll hear an unbelievable piece of music and I feel inspired to do something creative. You know, for me, I think I get inspired to try and write something. For somebody else, it might be to play their own music or to create a piece of art or to just walk out in nature. But it gets you, I don't know exactly how to describe it. It's some sort of a synchronicity with the music that gets you to places that you don't normally do. But, and I really can resonate with the meditation. If coming from somebody that has a hard time meditating, music seems to be really helpful in that regard. Right? Yeah.
I agree.
There's also, it may have something to do with rhythms and beat. Remember we, and I know that we've even had somebody from the Monroe Institute at one of our conferences, and they use the hemisync method of these binaural beats, you know, that entrain your brain. So I wonder, in music, is it the same principle? You know, are we getting into this euphoric state because of brain entrainment, or I tend to think of it the other way, that brain entrainment is a gateway that opens us up, you know, to other things. It's not causing, you know, the
right
thing. It's more opening up to other things too. Maybe spirit communication. So
yeah,
You got any thoughts on that?
Why not?
Yeah.
I agree.
So I think what we'll do is we'll go to our first break. When we come back, we're going to play a little music, and Melissa will tell us about what we're going to listen to, and we'll go from there. So stay with us. Be back in a few.
The Camlack Center is putting birth and death back together again. Aimed at changing the way we look at death, the Camlack Center was founded in 2002 as a publishing company and teaching center. When we know that there is nothing but life, we realize that birth and death are events in time and space. Our grief can open us to other dimensions of reality and allow us to experience our loved ones who are no longer in the physical body. Our events and products are based on personal experiences of survival of consciousness after physical death, and decades of research into how death has influenced the development of our consciousness. Visit www.camlack.com, that's K-A-M-L-A-K.com, for articles, videos, books, and more to help you cope with the loss of a loved one. Starseed Gems Studios in Cocoa, Florida fuses cremation ashes within art glass, making beautiful stones. The ashes are visible in the darkness and resemble a beautiful night sky. Starseed Gems, developed by the parents of a young man who passed away, are set in hand-sculpted silver and gold settings. Prices start at $150. Visit www.starseedgems.com or call 321-632-7770. That's www.starseedgems.com or 321-632-7770.
Imagine seeing spirits are spontaneously speaking indigenous Brazilian rainforest languages. Janet Mayer, a psychic medium, does just that. In her new book, Spirits, They Are Present, she opens the door to her private life in order to share her compelling, fearful, and at times humorous journey, providing evidence that when we die, we simply make a transition to another life. Spirits, They Are Present, available now at www.janetmayer.net, Amazon, and other online booksellers. Order your copy today.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
We all grieve in different ways, and let's face it, grief hurts. Losing a loved one is usually the hardest event we will ever face. We can throw our hands up and become hardened by our grief, or we can take positive steps to transform it. Love Knows No Death, a groundbreaking and powerful grief transformation method, can be what you've been looking for to provide some peace and understanding. It was created and written by medical doctor and professor Dr. Piero Calvi Perissetti, and it's a combination of a self-help workbook and video course. The workbook has the power to lessen grief and foster significant healing, and has already helped countless people to not only lead productive lives, but to do so with the knowledge that they will indeed see their loved ones again. The workbook could be purchased for $19.95 on Amazon or on the ForeverFamilyFoundation.org grief and loss page, where a digital version is also available for $9.95. Love Knows No Death. Truer words have never been spoken.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by Forever Family Foundation.
And welcome back to the gathering on Signs of Life Radio. We're talking about the spiritual nature of music, and I have a question for our audience. So if I told you that you've been singing a song since kindergarten, And the song was about your many dimensions of being in an evolving state of consciousness on your journey towards self-realization. What song am I talking about?
No. I know. Yeah, I'm not telling.
I know.
I'm not telling.
Well, the song is Row, Row, Row Your Boat. And I didn't even realize that until Fran gave me a little, you know, article about it. And then when you start looking at the lyrics, it's pretty cool, you know, and we're talking about this, you know, the, you know, it ends, of course, with life is but a dream, you know, a state of consciousness, you know, on a journey and down the stream, you know, with divine nature and you know, your boat is your sort of your ego mind, you know, your physical body. You know, when I talk about life, the dimensions of being. So somebody made that up, that song up, obviously with some deeper meaning, and we went go through life just mouthing it, never contemplating what it is. So that's pretty interesting.
It's a very cool song.
Yeah.
And it just encourages you to follow your inner self and let the stream take you where you have to go.
Right. Next time you listen to that, the little kid sing that, you're going to have a different perspective. So Melissa, before, you know, Tom, you know, plays his first song, maybe you can tell us a little bit about what we're about to hear.
Well, I wanted to, you know, to share that the universal flow of energy is for everyone to tap into. And the way to tap into the flow is by setting an intention. And an intention is a positive thought which will set the wheels in motion towards a desired outcome. Once an intention is set, then let the universal energy flow through you. Singing or saying, ah, opens the healing chakra. It's the heart chakra. So right now, put your hand on your chest and say, ah. You feel that vibration? The vibration you feel is healing energy. And the intention of the gathering tonight is for everyone to find somewhere safe and warm.
Let me take you in my arms. Let me take you somewhere safe and warm. Let me take you in my arms. Let me take you somewhere safe and let me take you. Let me take you in my arms. Let me take you somewhere safe and warm. Let me take you in my arms. Let me take you somewhere safe and let me take you. Let me take you. Somewhere safe. me take you. Let me take you.
Take us? That's the big question.
That is the big question. Well, set the intention to take you somewhere safe and warm.
Well, that is the cool thing about music, is that you seem to forget everything. You know, I guess it's sort of like being involved in a movie, you know, when you have a lot of stress and you're troubled, and you all of a sudden you're watching, you know, the thing on the big screen, and your focus is on that, and you forget everything else. So,
I think also there's a feeling, and I have it now, of course, when the song ends, you're left with this good place that you've just experienced something really wonderful. And I think what Melissa said is very, very true when she had us feel that vibration, because it really is vibration. You hear the mediums talk about vibration. And I just want to share with you also that there's been research about cats purring, which is a vibration, as being a instrument of healing. That they don't purr to tell you they're happy. They purr because they're healing.
Wow.
So, I love that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I know that one of our members, Erica Catron, sent us a research paper that she co-authored, and the conclusion, I haven't had a chance to go through the whole paper, but the conclusion was that music has been shown to be very supportive for people that are grieving the loss of a loved one, you know, in connecting and maintaining these continuing bonds. So, you know, we're looking at that from a research perspective, you know, something that we suspected, you know, all along, but I guess more and more will be written about that too. What about mantras? It's not exactly music, but it's the same. You don't really there's no meaning in the words, you know, but yet the rhythm and the cadence open people up. I guess it's the same principle,
yeah,
right?
Because of the vibrations of chanting and the again, it's a form of meditation in the sense that it turns off your conscious mind. The turning off your conscious mind gets you in touch with the subconscious, which, of course, is your connection to the spirit.
Mm. I was reading also that NASA claims to have recorded the nuances of the echo of the sound that originated from the Big Bang.
Really?
Yeah. So,
wow.
Yeah, so... we're tapping into all sorts of stuff. I mentioned Pythagoras, who we think of as a mathematician and geometry and so forth. He wrote, "Each celestial body, in fact, each and every atom, produces a particular sound on account of its movement, its rhythm, or vibration. All these sounds and vibrations from a universal harmony in which each element, while having its own function and character, contributes to the whole." Of course, he wrote that in, you know, like 500 BC, you know, so it sounds like it could be written now. Plato wrote, "Harmony sinks deep into the recesses of the soul and takes its strongest hold there, bringing grace also to the body and mind as well. Music is moral law. It gives a soul to the universe, wings to the mind, flight to the imagination, a charm to sadness, and life to everything. It is the essence of order."
That's beautiful. Mm-hmm.
That's what they're missing in Washington.
And, of course, Nietzsche said, without music, life would be a mistake.
Mm. You know what I never really quite figured out? Why do people who are sad often like to listen to sad songs? Any theories on that?
Well, the blues, I mean, it's for that very reason, although a lot of blues is happy music, but it's a way of elevating yourself. First of all, misery loves company, so you can get into the misery of the song, the singer, and say, yeah, either I know how you feel, or, well, I don't have it so bad, or any of those things. But, yeah, it certainly works for me if I'm feeling down, playing music is the best way out.
And could it be that it resonates with how they are feeling, and then they realize whoever created this piece must have been feeling the way I'm feeling right now.
You're not alone, right? So, yeah, I agree with that. Somebody wrote that there's a profound difference between hearing music and listening to music.
Mm-hmm.
And the point was that hearing music is a physiological involuntary thing, you know, the vibrations and the sound waves go into the ears, you know, but on the other hand, listening to music, you know, is voluntary, you know, you're engaging in it, and all of your senses are involved, evoking, you know, emotion. So I thought that was an interesting thought. A lot of us just, we just hear the music, but we don't necessarily, you know, listen to it, you know, so, I mean...
Sounds like when we speak to our partners and we say something, they heard
right.
us, but were they listening?
We need to walk in.
I recall Fran saying that to me once or twice. You're not listening.
Yeah.
You're not listening to what I'm saying.
I'm just going to have to get myself a guitar. Then.
You just strum it to get Bob's attention.
There was one author, he was equating, you know, music with as a powerful drug. You know, you could reach an ecstatic state without the side effects, you know.
That's absolutely true.
Also saying that music resonates with the human spirit. So there's always that theme of the human spirit, and music. I mean, is there anything else that I can't think of anything else that's so profound on that level that, you know, that is the foundation of our soul. You know, what other things do we compare to our soul? You know, but music, you know. So let's listen to some more music.
Yeah, it's a two-way street as well. You've maybe heard, if you've listened to interviews with songwriters and that we'll talk about a song that they just comes out. It comes out complete, and then within 15 minutes, the song is written. And I've got several of those, and this one in particular was pretty interesting to me. Is Melissa was a professional baker for many, many years, and she would be working round the clock, and I would try to help out by making deliveries for her of her baked goods. So there was this one day that I had to bring a chocolate cake down to a house near West Neck Beach, not far from our studios. And I went into the house. I put the cake on the kitchen table, and then I turned to the mother who was going to pay me for it. And all of a sudden, there was this little girl who was 2 years old going up to take a swipe out of the frosting. So I picked the cake up and I put it on the counter, and when went back to talking to the mom, and sure enough, she may have even brought over a chair or something, and she was going up to that counter to get a swipe of that cake. So I took the cake off the counter and I put it on the top shelf, thinking, okay, let's see how you're going to get this. And I turn around and the little girl has her arms straight up in the air, looking right at me with this big smile on her face. And I thought, well, okay, you did it. So I picked her up. I lifted her up. I let her take a good swipe out of the cake. And then I set her down. And then when I turned around, her mother looked like she'd seen a ghost. And she goes, that little girl has been 2 years on this planet, and she has never let anyone but me pick her up.
Really?
And I thought to myself, wow, the power of chocolate. So I went home, and I was thinking about it, and the cake, and I was thinking about our own daughter, who was much older at the time, and how, you know, this little girl, before you know it, she's going to be a wedding cake and that sort of thing. And so I got home, I picked up my guitar, and in 15 minutes, this song just came out full blown. So I feel that that's, you know, a gift from spirit. So let's see if it resonates. Hey, little one, got your fingers in the cake now. Pick you up just to set you down. Arms wide open and a smile, well, it makes me roll on over, turn around, turn around. Roll on over, turn around, turn around. Hey, hey, got your fingers in the cake. Hey, hey, in your long white gown. Hey, hey, got your fingers in the cake now. Hey, hey, in your long white gown, yeah. Your long white gown, yeah. Your long white gown. So many languages you could be speaking, so many ways to express your love. Well, somewhere in Kansas, yeah, a young girl sleeping, too many children feeling lost at home now. Hey, hey, got your fingers in the cake now. Hey, hey, in your long white gown. Hey, hey, got your fingers in the cake now. Hey, hey, in your long white gown, yeah. Your long white gown, yeah. Your long white gown. Standing with the shadows by the snow. Night's falling and it's catching you alone. Hey, little one, got your fingers in the cake now. Pick you up. Set you down, arms wide open and a smile, well, it makes me roll on over, turn around, turn around. Roll on over, turn around, turn around. Hey, hey, got your fingers in the cake now. Hey, hey, in your long white gown. Hey, hey, got your fingers in the cake now. Hey, hey, in your long white gown. Your long white gown, yeah. Your long white gown. On a Saturday night. On a Saturday night. Saturday, Saturday night, yeah. Saturday, Saturday night, yeah. Saturday, Saturday night, yeah.
Nice. So you know, there's an everyday experience, you know, that just downloaded, you know, a song. But obviously, the song is much more than an everyday experience, you know.
Yeah, there's a lot in that.
Yeah. Does that happen to you often? Like where you're involved in a particular life situation, and it translates into a song? Or do songs come? A lot of songwriters say that they get it in their dreams, or they don't know where it's coming from.
Yeah, I've yet to dream a song because I don't really remember my dreams, and I know in the foundation we've gotten plenty of great tips on how to enhance your dream experience. But that hasn't happened to me. But often, yes, something will happen in my life. And, sometimes when you have to bite your tongue and not say what you wanted to say, you go home and you write a song that says exactly what you wanted to say.
That's a pure outlet, right?
That's
so you don't explode.
That's a great, great stress relief.
Yeah.
Sure.
I was looking at a quote from Rudolf Steiner. Mm. He said, "Sounds are the echo of the harmony of the spheres, which man took into himself when he came down from the divine spiritual world into the physical world." That made me think, a lot of near-death experiences involve tones and music. You know, people report hearing, you know, certain tones and vibrations as they're moving, transitioning from the physical to the etheric world. And once in the etheric world, report beautiful music with sounds that they can't put into words, you know, richer. I mean, all the sensory experiences, you know, color is more vivid than, you know, colors they've never seen in the physical world.
Yeah.
You know, music so rich that they, you know, that they can't put into words, you know, architecture even, you know, I mean,
really?
Art, you know, talking about magnificent, you know, works of art and even the plant life and flowers, you know, that are it's sort of like a synesthesia, you know, where it seems like the flowers, they can taste the flowers, you know, or they could taste colors and so forth. So I think there's something to that. Maybe that's, you know, there's a lot of studies going on with healing and music and frequency, you know, treating ailments in the body with certain frequencies, you know. So it's not only melodies, you know, that making them feel better, it's working on biology, you know, so it's another realm of science we're going to go down. We're going to take another break, come back. We have a lot more to talk about, so stay with us.
The CAMLAC Center is putting birth and death back together again. Aimed at changing the way we look at death, the CAMLAC Center was founded in 2002 as a publishing company and teaching center. When we know that there is nothing but life, we realize that birth and death are events in time and space. Our grief can open us to other dimensions of reality and allow us to experience our loved ones who are no longer in the physical body. Our events and products are based on personal experiences of survival of consciousness after physical death and decades of research into how death has influenced the development of our consciousness. Visit www.camlac.com. That's KAMLAK.com for articles, videos, books, and more to help you cope with the loss of a loved one.
Am I Psychic is a mobile app designed using statistics, science, and parapsychological protocols to test psychic ability using fun games. Each game has two unique modes. In psychokinesis mode, influence the game using mind over matter ability. In extrasensory perception mode, guess which random option will be chosen. Am I Psychic can store your results in an anonymous database used to eventually publish in academic journals. Available on the App Store and Google Play. Go to ampsychicapp.com and be a part of proving psychic phenomena to the world. Some profits will be donated to the Rhine Research Center.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide support for families who have suffered the loss of a loved one. We believe in the continuity of the family, even though a member has left the physical world. We invite anyone who's trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707 or on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by Forever Family Foundation.
And welcome back to the gathering on Signs of Life Radio. We're talking about the spiritual nature of music. Beethoven said, "Music is the mediator between the life of the senses and the life of the spirit." Another bridge. You know, think of Beethoven in symphonies. You know, so there is no language, right? He's listening to pure music, and how people get into near ecstatic states, you know, listening to composing music. So, you want to treat us with another tune?
Yeah, in fact, that Beethoven quote sets us up nicely, because this particular tune starts with Melissa again, like many of my songs do. We went to our high school reunion, and this woman, Deanne, came over, and Deanne was Melissa's best friend when they were children, living on the same street. But through schooling and whatnot, they had drifted apart and hadn't seen each other in years. But it was one of those things, you know, when old friends get together, it's like instantaneous. They were back together, and they, you know, practically inseparable. And you know, when it was over, they were exchanging contact information and things. And I was saying, oh, this is great. You know, so her friend Deanne will be back in her life. And then we went home, and about a year later, I'm down in the my studio and playing my guitar, and I got to thinking, hey, what happened to Deanne? They were going to be friends again, you know, and all that. And so I developed this song with the chorus is, "Deanne, where did you go?" So I wrote the song, and then it wasn't long after that we got booked to play at a festival in Huntington in Heckscher Park. And I'm up on the stage, and I'm playing with my band, and I look out, and I know Melissa was standing back by the soundboard, and I noticed that there's Deanne standing right next to Melissa. And I thought, wow, look at that. There she is. So naturally, I played the song for her, "Deanne, where did you go?" And when the set was over, she was already gone. And I got off the stage, and then Melissa told me that Deanne just told her that she had advanced breast cancer. And within a couple of months, she had passed. And I just, the whole writing the song and then playing it for her and then her passing, to me, really, as Beethoven said, it was the music was a mediator between the physical and the spiritual. Mm. So this song is called "Deanne, Where Did You Go?" By Calypso, gentlemen, Atlantic Avenue, asking me a question, I'm asking it of you. Deanne, oh Deanne, Deanne, where'd you go? Deanne, oh Deanne, Deanne, where did you go? Abel Baker, Charlie, down in Kokomo, asked the local constable, Deanne, where did you go? Search the local marketplace in the village square. Some lady knew just when, none would say just where. Help me now, Deanne, oh Deanne, Deanne, where'd you go? Deanne, oh Deanne, Deanne, where did you go? Deanne, oh Deanne, Deanne, where'd you go? Deanne, oh Deanne, Deanne, where did you go? Listen, tell me, Charlie, where did you see her last? She had the ring I gave her, you bother not to ask. She smiled when she knew you were watching.
did she cry when she heard you laugh? Gone Tropo Copacabana, dancer in a midnight show. Wrote some words on the paper cloth. Deanne, where did you go? Help me now, Deanne, oh Deanne, Deanne, where'd you go? Deanne, oh Deanne, Deanne, where did you go? Calypso, baby. Tell me, Charlie, where did you see her last? She had the ring I gave her. You bothered not to ask. She smiled when she knew you were watching. Did she cry when she heard you laugh? Gone Tropo Copacabana, dancer in the midnight show. Mama's gone to bed now. Deanne, where did you go? Help me now, Deanne, oh Deanne, Deanne, where'd you go? Deanne, oh Deanne, Deanne, where did you go? Calypso, baby.
I was just thinking, as it relates to our audience, a lot of people that are bereaved and listening to music, sometimes like they'll hear a song that's not a song about their deceased loved one. It's not a song necessarily about grief or bereavement, but somehow there's something in the song that connects them to their loved one, you know, that they, you know, it could be memories, but it's so, as if your loved one is speaking to you through the song. You know what I'm saying? Does that ever happen?
Yeah. I feel that.
Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah. There's another. Somebody was writing. Musicians give themselves via the discipline to a communication that is far greater than themselves. The source of the music lies elsewhere. You know, in the mind of the composer. So,
absolutely.
I mean, you sometimes. I mean, I guess it's not only to music, but to other things. You wonder where the thoughts, you know, it's not your physical brain that's producing the song. It's coming, maybe the brain is maybe receiving information, but the information's coming from another source.
Yeah, I think it's, you know, I think it's the source is the flow of the energy of the universe, the positive, loving energy. And my friend John Stewart, who's a mentor of mine and a songwriter, who wrote Daydream Believer for the Monkees, and he is also an artist, and he has sketched a person with an antenna sticking out of his head, and that is where he says where you get the music. And I've noticed. I remember years ago that Paul McCartney released an album and the Rolling Stones released an album, and they both had songs about mixed emotions. And it was just like, at the same time, they couldn't possibly have heard the other's song. And yet, here they are pulling it out of the air at the same time.
Sort of reminds you of all the ancient cave paintings with the isolated parts of the universe that are all depict the same thing.
Similar, yeah.
There were no boats or no internet.
Shall I introduce the last song?
Yes, you should.
Okay, because this last song, and he wrote, it's a song about spirituality, including astral projection, faith, and the importance of living in the moment. And Tom wrote it for a CD by the Bossa Nova Beatniks, released in 1966. 19, what did I say?
66.
Oh, boy, that would be.
That would be the one.
You're a little one. 1996. And it was the last song on the CD. And a few years later, George Harrison, speaking of Beatles, George was the spiritual Beatle. and he released his last CD. And the first song on that album was called Any Road. So it's an interesting coincidence, I think.
Reveal all your secrets, baby, and I'll reveal my head and toes. Yeah, you believe in aliens and I in the Holy Ghost. The way I really love you, girl, I've got to thank my heavenly host. I'm looking down, can't see the ground, my heart quite literally floats. Any road that you take, well, it's taking you home. Any road that you take, well, it's taking you home. Any road that you take, well, it's taking you, taking you home. Old General Washington, he fumbled in his pocket for some rocks. Battle up in Harlem sent him running across the river to the Bronx. Leastwise confession was a matter of considerable faith. Yeah, old George knew the answer, well, old George could conveniently say. Any road that you take, well, it's taking you home. Any road that you take, well, it's taking you home. Any road that you take, well, it's taking you, taking you home. Oh, man. No matter how many planets you destroy, no matter how much money you enjoy, you will not stop the flow of the universe. You cannot stop the flow of the universe. Big Daddy Sammy, well, he walked down these pathways of life. While others sat there watching Mr. Sammy, well, he took to the sky. Big Daddy Sammy, well, he saw it coming all the time. Enjoy the sights from the streets, the same streets that meet you and I. Oh, now. Any road that you take, well, it's taking you home. Any road that you take, well, it's taking you home. Any road that you take, well, it's taking you, taking you home. Come on, everybody. Any road that you take, well, it's taking you home. Any road that you take, well, it's taking you home. Any road that you take, well, it's taking you, taking you home. Taking you home. Taking you tonight. Taking you home tonight. Taking you home.
Great. Look, Tom Gould, Bossa Nova music. Many forks in the road that we can take, but they all take us to the
taking
same
home.
Taking us home.
So we now ask our listeners to please join us in our global peace prayer. May the universe create a channel of healing energy from our participating listeners, sending that energy to those who are in need of recovery of the physical body, spirit, and mind. Let us as one consciousness give our energy of loving thought by praying like this. To love one another, to treat others as we would like to be treated, to forgive others and return love for hate, kindness for anger, to spread this feeling to everyone, to our fellow man, as well as the earth and its environment.
Row, row, row your boats gently down the stream. Merrily, 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 life is but a dream. Row, row, row your boats gently down the stream. Merrily, 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 life is but a dream. Row, row, row your boats gently down the stream.
Merrily, merrily, row your boats gently down the stream.